Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Mission Accepted Podcast. What missions are you taking today? I'm wondering, what is it that you're listening for today? Are you listening for some inspiration because you've got something inside that says, hey, I'm going to take a mission? Have you decided to take the mission with us and you're like, oh my gosh, can I please speak to another person that's taking a mission because this is interesting. I'm not sure this is what I signed up for. Or did someone just say, hey, you should come along this project with me. You should start this business with me. You should da-da-da with me. And you're like, I just need to laugh at someone else's stories because mine are getting hilarious. So whatever the case it is, I'm very excited and very honored because we have Kathy Holt with us today. And she is an expert that is going to be running a 3-part mini series with us. And what she has to say is so important, and it is going to make you feel better because we kind of all have, you know, people inside us, particularly leaders, and particularly, you know, I hear all the time about, well, I don't know if I can, or I'm not experienced enough yet, or when I get, or I'm just, and she just handles all of that. So Kathy, thank you so much for coming to the Mission Accepted Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know who she is an elite international speaker, and she is an incredible author. And she's going to present this 3-part series, and we're going to talk a little bit about her, and then we're going to tell you about why she's doing this 3-part series. So welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate being here and being able to speak to my truth and my passion. And that is women in leadership and just everyday women, how everyone can be a leader. And that is very important to me as I move through my passion, which is actually promoting women as change agents.
And I love that. You guys, we were having a conversation pre-show, and when we were talking about our mission, and Kathy was talking about that, her mission is really to help promote women as change agents. Literally, I was on the street, I was running around doing what we do. And I was like, stop, what did you just say? That is such a powerful statement. That is such a powerful statement. And I don't think I've heard it better. So Kathy, maybe give us a little, you know, bird's eye view into who you are and what you do and what made you decide to take the mission. And now you help women do the same thing. So just tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. I think it started fairly early in my lifetime. I came of age in the 70s, and women were often kind of considered to be seen and not heard, and, you know, don't rock the boat, and, you know, don't make people feel uncomfortable. Those were all those messages that we were getting back then. And I was seeing all my male counterparts doing whatever they wanted and, you know, having more options. I was told basically graduating from high school, I could be a teacher, a secretary or a nurse. And those are all phenomenal positions and phenomenal careers, but it wasn't what I was looking for in my lifetime. Not that I really knew every aspect of what I was looking for, but, you know, I just kind of looked at those things and went, is that all? But I hear the guys talking about, you know, all these incredible careers that they're being offered. So having the feeling of being both silenced and disregarded didn't seem fair to me. So from then on, not that I was a leader immediately, but I constantly looked for ways of trying to have my voice heard, trying to you know, be something that people didn't take for granted. So as I grew and as I tried a lot of different career paths, my career paths have been very varied, I guess you could say. And I just constantly kept that in the back of my mind. And as I worked in more different situations, I continue to see this happening. And I do feel that we all have leadership qualities. We all can step up and speak out, as you say, Deb. And that's when I started working more, both locally through politics and then eventually internationally, with helping women and supporting them in the path of becoming leaders.
So I wasn't too far behind you, except by the time they got to maybe giving me that opportunity, they had thrown in stewardess. And you know, I was like, I'll be a stewardess because I know, you know me, I love adventure and I love to fly. And I was like, this is awesome. But yes, you know, I think we've all kind of had that experience or something similar to it or what have you. So thank you. You know, thank you for doing that. And thank you for stepping out and stepping up. And we talk about that and we talk about it like it's not difficult, but it is difficult. Mm-hmm. And I know that we were having a conversation and I was asking you, so please, you know, share with us, like, what is it that makes a leader? And why do you think women make such great leaders?
Okay. Well, you know, there's several thoughts on leadership. And one of them is, you know, there's a saying that a leader is somebody who jumps in front of a parade. That's not really my thoughts on leadership. I really feel that a leader is someone who has a good idea or has a need or has a passion that can collaborate with others who are willing to follow and also work on that that idea or that passion. So the reason I feel that women make such great leaders is we have a lot of the traits of what is now considered leadership has also gone through many iterations throughout the, you know, the centuries or even just the past decades. But now people are looking more at leaders as more of a, what they call a servant leader. And that's somebody who prioritizes the needs and the well-being of the people they are leading. So, and that women, we do that constantly. I mean, it's whether you want to say it's socially ingrained or innate, whatever you want to attribute to it, we do that. We are empathetic. We just think of other people, whether it's because you're a mother or you're in a service career, that's something we tend to do. And that's one of the servant leader qualities. We're usually strong communicators. Studies show that women speak a lot more words than men, you know, in their daily lives. We communicate a lot of our life is in communicating, whether you're communicating with your children, with your spouse, with your coworkers, we communicate. And we speak. And when we communicate, we don't talk from a position of power. Traditionally, we talk more in sharing power. We talk with each other, not at each other. That just tends to be our modus operandi, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. We're also good at problem solving. Many of us wear a lot of different hats, so we have to be creative about solving problems and considering different perspectives and points of view. And also, scientists have actually shown that in problem solving, men tend to use just one hemisphere of their brain, whereas women actually use more parts of their brain when they're problem solving. So there's even some science to help us out on that one. So we also tend to have a growth mindset. That's kind of a catchphrase right now. Fixed mindset is that you think that whatever you have is innate and you can't change it. But a growth mindset means that we can change because we have had to throughout our lives. We have had to be adaptable. We've had to be resilient. That's just by the different opportunities or challenges we have faced. Mm-hmm. We also tend to empower other people. which is critical to being a good leader. You want to make sure that you're building a good team, that you're considering the well-being of the people you are around. And all these things are part of what is a good leader and considered a good leader nowadays. And kind of the last two things are a little bit combined. One is humility. We tend to be more humble just because I don't know if it's because we've been put down more or whether we've just had to suck it up more, you know, in different situations, but we just tend to be more humble and not as ego driven. And then the last thing that kind of coordinates with that is we tend to be more authentic. We often speak our emotions, we feel our emotions, we share, we live our values. Yeah. And I think that's also very important in a good leader. So those are kind of the top qualities, I guess you could say, that we women have and make us so good at being a leader when we choose to do that.
You know, check, right? I think that a lot of the things that you said about being a leader, people don't recognize within themselves, or they don't recognize that they're using those tools, very community-based thinking, but making that decision to lead. And so you have worked in many circles. You've seen women step up and be leaders, and you yourself are a leader, and you work with women around leadership. What do you think is, and I know we're going to dive deeper because we're going to have you back for a number of times, and you're going to talk about things like, you know, maybe why people don't step up into leadership, or they don't really recognize that within themselves, or when, you know, there's a sector that I do a lot of training for, and there's what's called accidental leaders, where they just kind of get pushed up the pipeline because they're really good at something. And then they find themselves in a situation where it's a little nerve-wracking because they have people they're responsible for. Can you talk to a little of any of that?
Yes. For a lot of people, male or female, leadership is not something we see ourselves doing. We think it's, and it used to be actually taught this way, that you had those skills, you were born with them, or you were not. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. And that, you know, science and just reality is showing us that that's not true. Anybody can develop skills and develop the traits needed to be a leader. It's not you are or you are not. And so if you have the passion to want, you have, if you're passionate about something and you see a need for change, i.e. the change agent, then you can learn how to step up and do that. I had to do that. I worked in politics for a while in our state capital in Texas. And I was really there because of the women's issues and women's medical issues, because I had some expertise in it. But I also learned that I had to once again speak up, because otherwise I would just be talked over. I would suggest an idea and somebody else would say it, usually a man, and then they'd go, oh yeah, that's a great idea. And I had already, you know, brought it forward. And so I really had to learn how to be more effective at what I was doing. And I was so fortunate to have several women mentors that actually helped me figure out how to present myself and how to become more of a leader, you know, showing me some of the strategies and some of the traits that I could enhance in who I was, you know, but I still wanted to be authentic and be me.
That's a dance, right? I think that there's a lot of voices that go off in one's head when you are about to stand up for maybe the first time or even the 20th time, or I can't believe I'm going to have to step up again. And I love that you say that there's actually strategies and there's actually ways, because this is what you do, right? You help women in these leadership roles either obtain, maintain, sustain, you know, that leadership place, because it can get interesting. I imagine that it must be not only linear structural systems that you need to rely upon, but what's the emotional conversation going on in one's head?
Right. Yes, absolutely. Another story that I like to share, because it shows how, you know, just women who never thought they would lead became leaders. I work with some women in the Philippines, and they live in a small town / village, the way, however you want to look at it, but they were having some significant issues with domestic violence, and the local authorities weren't doing anything about it. So the women got together, because one woman that I now call a dear friend said, enough is enough. We cannot, she was a little bit older, and she had some experiences, and she didn't want to see the younger women going through similar experiences. So she got them together. She just called them into her living room and said, what can we do with it? And through creative problem solving, you know, they talked about, can we go to the authorities? Can we make, you know, be a louder voice? They did something very basic. Together, and whenever there was a report of a man abusing his wife or his daughter or a woman, they got their pots and pans, surrounded the house, and banged on their pans until somebody called the authorities. And that's how they solved the problem. And it really significantly diminished the incidence of domestic violence, because now the authorities couldn't ignore them. I mean, they were raising their voices in a very different way, but a very creative way of problem solving. And it's because a woman decided to step up, and there were enough other women willing to also put their efforts towards this passion or this challenge, and they made a difference.
That's got to be the best story I've heard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was going to say today, but I think that's the best story I've heard all month. I mean, it's so grassroots, but the principle is collaboration, I'm sure, you know, and again, there you go. There's an quote unquote accidental leader that needed to step in and then be able to orchestrate and hold space and hold energy. I mean, we both know what it's like to hold energy for large women's collective projects. It takes quite a vast amount. That's exciting. That's exciting. So what would you say as we kind of start to wrap up, if there's anything that you want to share about really the idea of leadership, women stepping into leadership, because I know that we're going to have some time with you and we're going to talk about other aspects of that. But is there anything in this kind of first phase of conversation that you want to share with people?
Yes, I think my biggest message is just do a little self-reflection. I know that's scary. That's a kind of, when you say that, people go, oh no, you know, but it's not like you have to, you know, go super deep. Just look at yourself and say, what am I passionate about? What are some of the things I do well? And because once you start identifying those things, that whole concept of leadership isn't as scary. You can see that there have been times in your life that you have led without even knowing it sometimes. So I think that's really kind of the first step, and something that we can delve into a little bit more in the next part of the series.
Great. And so, Kathy, in case someone's like, I want more information right now, and I don't want to wait to listen to the next part, of course, we'd like to have you share with people where they can reach you. And that, because leadership is a journey. I mean, look, I'm at a different phase of my leadership. You know, we're both in a project I'll talk about in just a moment that is a large container to hold. And there's times where your container is small and wherever it is that you're doing. But I can certainly say that when people say to me, how do you do what you do? Or how did this happen? That I did not do this without coaching. I did not do this without getting advisement. Mm-hmm. I did not do this without. And I would say this, because I have been in a continuum of 30 years of being an entrepreneur. And so I've, you know, now got myself pretty practiced to having either an expert in my life or a coach in my life or someone that I'm using for advisement or what have you. But sometimes I wait too late. Like I'm already in whatever is it, if you want to call leadership pain, or, you know, and I flip to, I don't know why I do, that I don't ask for help as soon as I need to. That's something I think that women do by nature. They're like, I got it. And then you're like, I don't got it. Mm-hmm. So please share with people what you do, because you're the person to call when you're like, yeah.
Yes. And, you know, I do have a website. It's Catherine-Holt.com. And I do have some of these tips and things that you can start researching, which is also a word people really scare away from, but just looking at what is leadership? How does it affect me? There are often times when when nobody wants to lead, that things can go really, really badly. And so if something that's important to you that you care about, don't be afraid. You can step up, you can do it. And I'm here with all kinds of ideas and strategies and just being a cheerleader to help you get there.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, look at you, wonderful audience. I always, you know, tell you how fantastic you are, and we so appreciate you, because you send in questions, you give comments, you share the words of the people that come onto the show. I know a lot of you are like, I want to be on the show. So, you know, and thank you. So, and if you are one of those people that are sitting there and going, I'd love to share, I have a mission, I have a passion, I have a project, I've accepted, you know what I mean? It's really easy. You know where to find me. It's deb@debdrummond.com. And I have been, you know, I've been leading, and I have been on this major project that Kathy is part of as well. And so to come hear us more and to come see us, you guys know, at the very least, March 8th, 2024 and May 11th, 2024, those are two dates that are absolutes. But up until then, on the eighth day of every single month, we have a full summit of women that are sharing, singing, some are singing, some are motivating and informing information and conversations like this. And we'd like you to come and refuel yourself so you can keep doing what you do. If you'd like to speak, if you'd like to be in the book, or if you'd just like to have a free guest pass, please deb@debdrummond.com. You know where to find me. And just thank you so much for being a great audience. And thank you so much, Kathy. I'm looking forward to our next class together. And if you are listening to this, because you may be listening to this like, oh, I've already heard her twice already. That's great, because it's going to be a continuum of a free class. Okay, so thanks, everybody. You be well and stay groovy.
We'll see you soon. All right. Thank you so much.